This Shiur is brought to you by the Lev Aron Foundation. For more, visit levaronlibrary.com.
Shavuos is approaching. Shavuos is the Yontif that we celebrate, we commemorate Torah and Kabbalah Satira. Shavuos is the Yontif that we talk about the exaltation of Torah. If you look at the Akdamas that we say before we read the Torah, it's about the Nazir, the crown, the glory, the majesty of Torah. And the crown that Klal Yisrael received, that we call Torah, but we said Nasa the Nishma, we got two Ksarim, one for Nasa and one for Nishma. So we see that it's not only the Yesod of Torah and Kabbalah, but it's also about Keser of Torah, the majesty of Torah. Is also celebrated and commemorated on Shavuos. What is Keser Torah? What is it? The Rambam tells us, B'shloish Ksarim Nichtru Yisrael, there's three crowns, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. So there's something called Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. What is the crown of Torah? How do we identify the crown of Torah? What does it look like? When you see a person and he achieved the Madreig of Keser Torah, what does it look like? What is Keser Torah? What is it? So if you take a look, the Rambam tells us, Mishra say libay lakaya mitzvah zu karoi v'liyos muhta b'kisra shal Torah. Says the Rambam, if someone is moved, this is in Talmud Torah, Peter Gimel, where he discusses the Shleish Ksarim, like I began to quote you just now, Shleish Ksarim Nichtru Yisrael, one of them is Keser Torah, continues the Rambam, halachivav, Mishra say libay lakaya mitzvah zu karoi v'liyos muhta b'kisra shal Torah, layasiyat l'dvar macher. His mind shouldn't be on other things. Don't expect to get rich and covered and honor. No, kachi darkei shel Torah, a simple, restrictive lifestyle. Pas b'melech teichel, maimam suratish, deval aretz tishon. What we call mamish noilam hazeh. Noilam hazeh. That's how a person achieves Keser Torah. Azay Sok the Rambam. Why is it so important for Keser Torah that you should restrict your life? Why? What's wrong if I'm Zeichel L'Shteishel Chanez Goylem Azay? We found that Rebbe was zeichet to shtei shulchanis b'olam hazeh. He lacked nothing. He lacked nothing, Chazal tell us. He had the vegetables of the summer and the winter, and the fruits of the vegetables of the winter and the summer, and the fruits of the summer and the winter. Rebbe, zeichel to shtei shulchanis. So what's so bad? What's so wrong about it? How could we despise the idea of Shtei Shulchanis if it's brought down in Chazal as an attribute? How could it be Pas B'melech Teichel? Rebbe didn't have Pas B'melech Teichel? Rebbe didn't have Mayim B'Mesura Tishta? But he still what was Zeichel L'Keser Torah? Hard to believe that Rebbe wasn't Zeichel L'Kisra Shel Torah. Rebbe was the Nasi, the author of the Mishnayis. I would assume that Rebbe had Keser Torah. How do we understand that the Rambam clearly tells us to despise to run away from a life of idunim, and in order to get keser Torah, pas v'melech teichal. I don't know, I saw many Tanoim, many great people that didn't have pas v'melech teichal. How are you to get kasha? Unbelievable question. Rabbi said, let me point out another nekuda. The Rambam teaches me pas v'melech teichal in halacha vav. All of a sudden, the Rambam goes into other attributes that are needed for Torah. You can't be a balgaiva, and you have to be an anav, and you have to make parnasa. Then all of a sudden, halacha yidbeis, the Rambam writes, "Ein divrei Torah miskayim b'misha marpa atzmei alei." To be lazy over learning, you'll sit back and you'll have a learning session with comfort. That you're not going to be able to be matzliach. V'loy be'elu shalom dimiteich idun u'miteich achilu u'shtia. No eating, no drinking. Ella what? B'mishamei misatzmi aleha. Maybe I'm wrong, but isn't that what he said in Halacha Vav? Isn't Halacha Vav teaching me already Kachi Darkish al Torah, Pasman al Torah, Alaret Tishan, Vatayra to Amel? And then all of a sudden, there's a whole talk about other things, and then the Rambam goes back. Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimim, like it's a new thing he's teaching us. He taught us this already. So maybe the Gaara Rabbi say. Yeah? We talk about Shavuos. Yeah, Shavuos. Everybody likes to give drushes about Shavuos. How about knowing the facts? Let's know the facts. Shavuos, Torah, Kabbalah Satayr, Keser Torah, crowns, Das of Anishma. What is the crown of Torah? So Rambam tells us, Pas v'melech teichal mayimam surat tishta. So we have to ask three questions. And that's why I'm repeating it, to give you a clear picture of what we're trying to answer. One, why? Why is Keser Torah dependent on a life of restriction? Why? What's wrong if you have it easy? What's up? There's a very famous vart that the world says. The Felt asked the question, why Eidus is enough too? Mizumin, you need three. What's wrong if you would have two? Just like by Eidus. That's a kasha that everybody, that people ask. And you know what they answer? What do you care if another yid eats? What do you care? What's a big deal? What's another yid eats? I probably say this is a joke. I don't mean it as a serious tickle tire. But I'd like to use the same phrase. What do you care if a yid is eating? No, don't eat! Starve yourself! Why do you have to starve yourself for Kabbalah Satayra, for Keser Torah? What do you need it for? Why is it so intricate, so important? Pas v'melech teichal, u'mayimam surat tishta. You're putting all the babis, all the babushkas out of business. The babushkas want you to eat, and they try to feed you. And here you have to say, the Rambam tells me, pas v'melech teichal, I don't need your delicious jolmeis and koshaveis, whatever you guys eat over there, right? Osavos and Oshpalovs, give me pas v'melech teichal, finished, that's all. Make it nice and dry. Second question. The Rambam tells me that this is the way you zeichet to Keser Torah, implying that it's the only way you zeichet to Keser Torah. So what do you do to all the tzaddikim, and before them the Tanayim, that weren't pas v'melech teichal? What, it Rebbe wasn't pas v'melech teichal? Maybe he was, I don't know. The Pashtus, it's mashma, he wasn't. L'chayr, right? Unless we say differently, so we'll soon see. Maybe we will say differently. Maybe the pshat is that he had it, but he didn't use it. Because Rebbe also said, before he was nifter, that I didn't even have hanah, a finger's worth, in this world. So it could be he had it, but he didn't use it. Maybe that's the pshat. In other words, Rebbe had a secret life. On the outside, he had a life of what? Rich, rich. But if you looked in his privacy, you'd notice pas b'melech teichel, that he lived poor and restricted with nothing. You know, a lot of rebbes used to do this. They say the Rojna is a chassidus called Malchus. Their theme is royalty. So the rebbes of Rojin, that's what it's called, Malchus Beis Rojin. If you know how they coined that branch of chassidus, they coined it Malchus Beis Rojin. Because they were royal. What was royal about it? That they dressed like kings. Beautiful. The clothes, the gold, and the clothing, it was all beautiful. So they say that the Rojin Rebbe, the original Rojin Rebbe, beautifully dressed, but guess what? There was a secret pas b'melech teichel in his dress. He had no soles under his shoes. The feet were all worn out, but that you couldn't see that. You see? You know, big rabbis used to wear fancy shoes and they put peas inside. Hard peas. You surim. It should hurt when you walked. You shouldn't have the comfort. True. It looked nice. Peace. So they say over a very nice story. There was once a chassid that came to a rebbe, and the rebbe used to advise for tshuva reasons to put to put the peas inside the shoes. Right. Kids are, a lot of the chassidim walked around, it hurt them, it's painful, you know. Yeah. One chassid said, I have no problem. I cooked the peas before I put it in. Where did the Rebbe say I should put peas in? Tell me I should cook it first. Point being, you could walk around with fancy shoes, but you can have peas inside. You could have fancy on the outside. That's to portray Malchus, royalty, but at the same time within you can have what? Pas b'melech teichel. So maybe that's Rebbe. Rebbe was a king. Rebbe was a Nasi. So on the outside he portrayed royalty. But on the inside, in the privacy, hidden was the pas b'melech teichel, the restrictive lifestyle. He was a Nasi. He had to go and dress royally. People had the persona. People had to respect him. But in his life, maybe it was passed by Mel Teich. And the Raya is because Rebbe himself said, I didn't have Hana from even a little bit, a nail's worth in this world. It's Hashem, we're going to say maybe a different pshat. How Rebbe's lifestyle and other tzaddikim who are rich is not a contradiction to the passed by Mel Teich, which is needed for Kisra Shel Taira. But Al Kapanim, this is question number two. What do we do with the lifestyles of Amaroyim, Tanoyim, great people? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was rich. Moshe Rabbeinu was rich. Chazal tell us clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu was very rich. And still, Moshe Rabbeinu zichat keset Taira, you're not going to come and tell me. Right? So that's question number two. And question number three is, how come the Rambam, and how could the Rambam tell us that there's an Indian called Keset Teir Pasma Melech, and then, like a repetition, that there's something cool, don't learn from Idun, from a laxation. How do we understand that it's two different things? The Chayr, it seems like the same thing, so why would the Rambam repeat itself? So obviously it's two things, and we have to explain it. What are the two things? What does the Rambam mean in Halacha Vav? And what does the Rambam mean further on in Halacha Yud Beis? On the first glance, it looks like it's the same thing. So Rabbi Yisai, let me discuss with you the Indian of Prishus Pechlav. We're telling over here that a person is supposed to live a lifestyle of Prishus. And this is what? This is the Keser Torah. This is what causes and brings about Keser Torah. Is there any place in the Torah that teaches us that we have to live such a lifestyle? Pas b'melech teichel. Umayim b'msura tishta, v'al oret tishon, v'chai yitzar tichya. That's the Chachamim. Kachi darka shel Taira. This is the Chachamim teaching this. Do they have a pasuk for this? Elamai, you rightfully said, maybe it comes from Adam kiyamas ba'ayil ein ha-Taira miskayemes ela b'misha meimis atzmei oleha. Right? Maybe that's where it comes from. That a person has to kill himself from Tanugi Eilam Hazit to learn Taira. Again, if we learn that the Rambams, there are two Rambams here, we learn that one Rambam is Pumat Keser Taira, Pasma Melech Taicha, and then this Rambam is something else, which is a new thing, Ein Divrei Taira Miskayemes, El B'Misha Meimis, so we still don't know Kachi Darka Shel Taira. What's the Mekair of it? And I'll tell you even further. The word Darka Shel Taira implies that it's not a limud, but Chazal are telling us this is the way it is. Kachi Darka. This is the way it is. Experience teaches us this. The facts are Kachi Darka Shel Taira. Pasla Mel Taicha, Lumayim Bam Suratishta, and a Chanami. Halacha Yud Beis, which is maybe a separate halacha, that could be learned from a pasuk. My question is this taka mekir that a person should stay away from a life of pleasure? And I'll tell you something interesting. I don't believe so. Because the Rambam never said that a person shouldn't seek pleasure. What the Rambam said was the way you learn should not be mitoich, which means it's a form of laziness in learning. This Rambam of Ein Divrei Taira Miskaimim, Ela B'Mishu Meimis Atzmai Aleha, is not telling me that there's something wrong with the enjoyment, but there's something wrong with the way you're learning if you're enjoying while you learn. That's a whole different halacha, Rabbi Isai, which already answers the third question that we asked. I asked you a question, why does the Rambam break it up? And the Teretz is, it's two different Rambams. One is teaching me how to learn, that the learning itself cannot be in such a form that it's what? Marpa'atzmai, in a lazy, laid-back style of learning, because you're not going to get anything from it. Masha'ein came. The Rambam in Halacha Vav is teaching us Kachi Darka Shel Taira, a lifestyle. Not the learning can be learning while you're doing this. That's something else. Kachi Darka Shel Taira means this is the lifestyle of the Ben Taira. Vav is not the same Allah as Yud Beis. Yud Beis is teaching me how to learn. But Mesivas Nefesh, you gotta put your whole self into it. You gotta learn in such a way that you're not preoccupied with nonsense. That's true. Halacha Vav is teaching you something else. Halacha Vav is that you need a life of precious, a life of separation from Olam Hazeh in order to be Zeicha to Keser Taira. And that's why the Rambam splits it up in two separate halachas. The question is, so where do we know Kachi Darka Shel Taira? Bishloim Adam Kiyamas Ba'ayil is learnt from a pasuk that Ein HaTaira Miskayemes, the Taira cannot be obtained. Torah is not going to become a part of you if you don't learn it properly. But where does the Kachi Darka Shel Taira, the Keser Taira, where does it come from? Is there any place in the Torah that it tells us a life of precious is conducive to Torah and mitzvahs? Is there such a place? Is there any place in the Torah that it says don't have taiva? Don't have Olam Hazeh? No, I can tell you that there's a pasuk in the Torah called Lo Sachmit. It's one of the Aseres HaDibros. Lo Sachmit. Lo Sachmit means don't have lust. Don't seek what's not yours. Chemda, Taiva, they're pretty close. Is Lo Sachmit ben Adam l'chavera ben Adam l'amaka? Is the problem with the chemda you and how you feel? Or is the problem the chemda, the fact that you want somebody else's object? Where is the problem? Is the problem you? Or is the problem what? That you're taking, that you want something that belongs to the other guy. Is it a avazrayu, the gezel? Let's call it that. Avazrayu of gezel. It's not yours, don't want. Or the problem is, don't have taiva, don't lust, don't do it. What's needed for you, you'll get. So I tell you, I was thinking about it. I'll tell you what I was thinking about. The Achreinim talk that the mitzvah, let's call it not a mitzvah, but the aveir of leisachmai is belay, but it has to be shemevi lidei maisa. A chemda which will come lidei maisa, which means that if I just want, that's not a problem. But if I want, and I go after it, let's, for example, I'll talk to the guy, listen, maybe give it to me, maybe sell it to me. I do something to obtain it, that's when I'm over leisach. You look at the Achreinim, they discuss this yisai. We could come and say, that's in order to be a maisa. Because otherwise it's belayv, it's in the heart. So what makes it into a maisa aveira? And the answer is, if it's maybe lidei maisa. That's why there's a stipulation that it has to be meivli de maisa. Or dilma, or we could come and say, no, the reason why it has to be meivli de maisa, because the chisaron is not just the wanting, but the chisaron is the trying to get what doesn't belong to you and it belongs to somebody else. So if it's not meivli de maisa, the taiva alone is not an aveira. I want, so what? So what? What's wrong if I want? I could want to... I could want a lot of things in life. What's wrong if I want? So what do we see from here? What do we see from here? That the taiva per se is maybe not osur. It's the taiva of trying to achieve and to obtain, not the word achieve, to obtain somebody else's thing. But the mere wanting, let's say I say, Rabbi Shalaylam, Rabbi Shalaylam, I don't want the other guys. I don't want the other guy. I want mine. But I want. I want a car. And a you see clearly, it's not the aveira. What's the aveira if you want? What's the big deal? What's so big? So I want one. I'm not hurting anybody. Why is it that if a person searches Oysher Rekovit, woo, it's terrible. And you can't be zeichet to Kesetar. Why not? Why not? What's wrong with taiva? What's wrong with it? You hear Rabbi say how we're learning off the sugya so well and so solid. So you say this thing. Where's the gishayla? Leisachmei is because it belongs to the other guy. And maybe the whole problem is that you want the other guys. Let's say I don't want the other guys. What's wrong with chaymei? You see that chaymei is only a problem if it's the other guys. You know what the Torah should have said? Leisachmei, period. Don't have chemda. Don't lost luxuries. Torah never said that. We know there's a parasha of Yisavim Taiva. That could be maybe in the court. But in the time of the Midbar, they were searching Bosor, Taiva. Maybe there the problem is they tried to go against what Hashem was giving them. Maybe we could say Yisav Taiva, the wrong things. If you're given this and you're told to be happy, and then all of a sudden you can't control yourself and you want what's not given to you, that's something wrong. What's wrong if you ask Hashem, give me Oysha V'chavit properly? Again, I find places in the Torah don't have taiva. Yeah, but in those contexts, there was something wrong with the taiva. How do we know if it's a taiva which is just extra? A little bit extra. What's wrong with that? Rabbi Nishleilam, give me an extra car. Rabbi Nishleilam, put an extra million into the bank. What's so bad about it? What's so bad? I understand in the Midbar, Yisavu Taiva was bad. You know why? Because ultimately, this was a a merida against Hashem. Where it's not a merida, not a merida at all. As a matter of fact, where is the concept of Rabbi Yishol, give me so I can do good things with it? What happens if a person searches Oishar V'chavid for the proper reasons? From the Rambam is mashma, it's all nice, but it's not going to be Keset Torah. Keset Torah needs Pachma Melatayicha. I don't know, it's a nice deal, maybe. Unless the Rambam's not talking about Oishar V'chavid for himself, maybe. You see, I'm trying to understand the Rambam. Is the Rambam telling you that you shouldn't even ask for Oishar V'chavid for the right reasons? Like Dilma, all the Rambam meant was Oishel Chavid for the wrong reason, but Enachanami for the right reasons, it's not so bad. Or Fakert. The problem isn't the Oishel Chavid, the problem is you need Paspa Melchtaich. You need a restrictive life of anius, of poorness, of humbleness, so then the Oishel Chavid wouldn't be Lechatchil, even if it's for the right reasons. You like my Hahar? You like my Chakir? It's a very nice Chakir. Does the Rambam mean Oishar V'chavid because he likes Oishar V'chavid? Or does the Rambam mean that even if the Oishar V'chavid is not for himself, it's still not a Maila, it's still not what you should be asking for, because you should actually have Paspa Melach. You should have a humble life in order to be Zaycha to Keset Torah. That's a Mayudi Ka'ara. Mefregin, say a shade of Rambam. The Rambam says not to look for riches. Does he mean for the wrong reasons? Or for the right reasons? You hear the Chakira? The Chakira could be, if it's Oishar V'chavid, which means you're taking your eye off the ball, so to speak. So if I ask for the real reasons, then I say, oh, it's not a big deal if I take my own. I'm not doing anything wrong. But if the pshat is we're looking for a paspa melech teichel because you must have that lifestyle, so even if it's oishar v'chavid for the right reasons, who said you should be asking for it? That's not going to bring you keser teirah. What does the Rambam mean? Not to seek oishar v'chavid. What does the Rambam mean? Let me show you an interesting pasuk in this coming week's parasha, Parashas Nasi. A nazir is a parish. That's what he's accepted on himself, to live a life of precious, a life of staying away from all tanugim. He doesn't live the normal life, he lives a life of a parish, a person who's separated from the world. Chazal tell us that a nazir, it's not such a good thing, maybe he has to bring karbonis, because Hashem gives the world to humanity to enjoy. Hashem gave the world for people to enjoy. And he's going and being pirish. So on one hand, what do we see? Maybe it's even a stira to the right thing. We're making it into the right thing to be Pirish. The Nazir teaches me maybe that it's not the right thing to be a Pirish. Because Hashem gives, you should enjoy. Tell me, could we use the same concept by saying, Hashem gave money to the world, let me enjoy it. Hashem instituted the world cars, let me enjoy it. Hashem instituted vacations, let me enjoy it. I mean, where do we draw the line? It's not a good order. I don't see that. Unless the pshat, of course, is a shaylich chazalim, we paskin like that. See, the nazir is a complicated sugya. On one hand, he's considered a kaidish. On the other hand, he's considered a chayta because he was nazir atzmoy min oylem azeh. Which one is it? Is it good or is it no good? How could the same act be good and no good at the same time? You ever had this problem? Your mother could see one thing that you do and tell you that it's good and it's no good at the same time. But normally, the way it works is, if it's good, it's good, and if it's no good, it's no good. How could it be good and no good at the same time? How could the nozer have to bring a carbon that he's a chayta? Because shenizer atzmoy, and he separated himself from oilam hazeh. And at the same time, he's considered a Kaddosh. He's holy. You know, they say over a joke. It's over a joke. Yadua shekol tzadik yesh lo rishut ktzat. This is a pasuk. Ein tzadik baretz ashiyasa toiv lo yechta. So every tzadik has some chet. So someone once said, avol choyte kmo tzadik kazel meolam lo ra'iti. What is he trying to say? He's trying to say, you can come and say that a tzaddik, that he's a chayta. But such a chayta like this tzaddik, right? You know, that's what we're saying about the Nazir. You're laughing, but that's what Chazal tells about the Nazir. Tzaddik is saying, oh, my will, kazeh chayta, kemo tzaddik, zeh ma'olam ma'riti. Are you a chayta or you're a tzaddik? Make up your mind. What do Chazal mean that he's a chayt and a tzaddik at the same time? Let me show you, and the second question I'm asking, where do we draw the line? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, so you're supposed to enjoy. You could say that about anything. Hashem put everything in the world, so enjoy everything. Maybe I should look to enjoy every part of this world. But then the pasuk tells us, pas b'melech teichel, not the pasuk, but Chazal teach us that pas b'melech teichel, you should restrict yourself. But the Nazir is a chayta for doing that. So is it Torah? Is it not Torah? What? Something's wrong here. There's a stira, there's a contradiction in the Chazal and in the halacha. There's something wrong. It's not stava kasha. It's a contradiction. You're contradicting yourself. Well, one minute you tell me Pirish, and one minute you tell me Tzaveri to be Pirish. Which one is it? Boys, let me tell you over Ashtika le Rabbi Ruchim. Rabbi Ruchim, in this week's Parsha Nosoi, on the Parsha of Nazir, on the Pasuk, Ki Nazir Alekav Al Raishai, the Nazir carries a crown. Pay attention to the word crown. Remember we spoke about Keser. Keser. We wanted to identify what is Keser, Tyre? What does a crown mean? It's interesting, the Nazir carries a crown on himself. What is the Nazir? The Nazir is a Pirish. What does the Rambam teach us over here? That, Mishanasi Libu Tufwa to get Keser Torah, Paspa Melach, Precious. Isn't it interesting? Keser, Keser, Precious, Precious. This is my Ha'ara. This is before I even tell you over. What Rabbi Ruchim explains the Nazir of the Nazir, I want to show you how the Nazir comes into our sugya of Keser Torah. Nazir, which is a Keser, it's a crown, right? Keser Torah. Notice that the Rambam says Keser Torah is what? Pas b'melech teichel. It comes from where? From the restrictive, humble life of a person who's not looking for riches. Interesting. The same by the Nazir. The Nazir is a Pirish, and it's called Nazir Aleikov. What does it mean, Nazir Aleikov, by Nazir? I find that it's a crown in both places. But what does that crown by Nazir mean? Says the Eben Ezra, Veda, you should know, Ki kol b'nei Adam avdei taivis. People are slaves to their taivas. Taivas ha'olam. The world is full of taiva. And people run with such attachment. They run with such devotion after those taivas. Hamelech, the king, be'emes, the Yesh Loi Nezer Vateres Malchus Bereishai, a true king. There's different types of kings, right? There's a king that all he does is run after his taivas. A president. He could spend all his days running after his taivas. So we're not talking about any president. We're talking about a true person who's above the normal. A melech, a king, a real king, a melech be'emes. Who's a real king? The yesh lo nezer ateres malchus b'roishu, that he truly has a king, has a crown on his head. You know, you could wear a crown. It doesn't mean that you have a crown. A melech is not just a person, rabbi, who dresses like a king. A melech is a person who is a king. Chazal tells about Shlomo HaMelech that in the beginning he was a king over many and all of them. Then later on he was only king in Yerushalayim, and then Lipsoif Leimalach El Al Makloi. He was only a king on his stick, on his walking stick. So Gemara in Sanhedrin. The question, of course, is, so what kind of a melech is he? He's Malach Al Makloi. You know a person who's a king on a walking stick? What does it mean, Malach Al Makloi? Say the Bali Musar. A melech is a melech. It's who you are. Kingship is a royalty of a person. And a person could be a melech al makloi. He doesn't need a whole... he's a melech. He is a melech. And it was malach al makloi. That's what the Bali Musar say. So this is what the Eben Ezra say. We're not talking about a king who dresses like a king, who plays the role of a king, but who is a king. Who is a king? The Yeshli Nezu Ateres Malchus Baroishim, that he has a crown on him? Kol Mishu Chavshi Min HaTaivis. When he is free from tithe, he's a king. Wow. No? It's interesting. Keser Torah. We're going to get to it soon. Keser Torah. And the Rambam tells us Keser Torah is free from a life of tithe. Nebuchadnezzar tells us that true kingship, royalty, crown, a person that has really a crown on himself, is a person who is free from taiva. What does it mean? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, it means like this. A person who is has taiva is enslaved by the taiva. To the extent that he has no ability to do what he wants. He's not free because he's governed. He's enslaved by his taiva. He could say to himself, I don't want to do this. But he's addicted. He's addicted. And the addiction is so strong that it makes him do it. He gives a very interesting example, a person who smokes. Rabbi Yeruchim. He brings a very nice example here. Rabbi Yeruchim says, imagine a person who smokes. Yeah? What is the first thing he does right after Shabbos? Im Havdalah. Before he does anything, the first thing he goes out to take a cigarette. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, this is addiction, enslaved. He's controlled, he's governed by that cigarette. Nothing could take any precedence over that cigarette. More than that, whatever you tell him, it doesn't help. That's obvious. You know, they say over how many people from the bed in the hospital that they have diseases because of the smoking, that the first thing they do when they wake up from a surgery, a cigarette. Your mind tells you no cigarette, but your taiva is the boss. That's called avdus. That's called avdus. An eved has no self-wanting. He's governed by the boss. Could they ever come and say, I don't want? Could they ever make a decision, you know something, today I'm tired? No. An Eved means the boss. The boss said, and the boss dictates. The taiva becomes your boss. And you become the Eved to the taiva. And the male of a person is free from taiva. He is a melech. He dictates. He's the dictator. He is the one who sets policy. What is a melech? A melech sets policy. A person could either be a melech in this world, or a person could be an eved in this world. This is Rabbi Yerucham's understanding of this Eben Ezra. You hear, Rabbi Isai? You could either be the boss, or you could be the employee. The boss sets the policies. You could be the boss and set policy. I want to go, I want to sit. Or you could be what? The employer, the eved. You're being set by the policies of the world. The taivas. They're dictating to you what you have to do. Crown is a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol of a person is his own boss, so to speak. So the person was free from taiva, is his own boss. Why is this called Nazer? Which I saw Rafi is bothering you. So why crown? What's the concept of the crown? So Rabbi Yerucham says a taich in the piece before that. Nazer eliki means lamala min ateva. When you want to talk about something which is above, something which is not norm, it's called eliki. Nazer Aliki, because it's not normal. The norm is to follow the taiva. And he broke the norm. So he carries on himself something which is above and beyond nature. A characteristic which is above and beyond what the regular people in the world have and obtain. Me'alateva. Yesh la mashu miuchad. Maza miuchad? She'en l'chol adam. She'en b'chol ha'olam. Shehu yachol ma liot sholet al atzmo. He could be shaylar on himself, and he's not an eved to the taiva. And that's why he says, Odom ki yafli. Nozir starts with the parasha yafli. Chazal says, Sipurna speaks about it's a pelek. Why is it a pelek? Because it's not the norm. Normal people are subject to taivas. They become enslaved by the ritzoinus, the needs of the world. And a person who's above and beyond that, it's called Nazer, a crown eliki, which is above and beyond nature. And this person freed himself from the enslavement of the taiva. So he is Nazer elikav al roisha. This is two pieces of Rabbi Yerucham put together. Rabbi, I want to go a little bit further, give you a little bit more understanding and explanation to the crown. The concept of the crown for someone who is pirish. Now we've established there's something called Keser Torah, and Keser Torah comes from Precious. The same way the Nazir is called a what? A king that carries Nazir Elikov because he's a Pirish. So we see Precious brings royalty, crown, Nazir Eliki. Let's go a little bit further to identify and to explain this crown. What is Taiva? What is it? If you had to explain to someone, Taivas! We grew up using that word. Do we know what it means, the word Taiva? So I want to tell you over a few pieces of Rabbi Yerucham and a few pieces of Rabbi Elia Dessler, where we see that they differ in opinion on what is Taiva. I'm going to show you a little more Chaimer, as they say. Okay. Rabbi Yerucham calls taiva a tuma. What? Tuma. It's an impurity. I read to you Rabbi Yerucham in Vayikra, in the parasha of Mitzayra, where he discusses tumas shichvazera. This is in page Kuf Yudal in Vayikra. Rabbi Yerucham says, shichvazera is the lightest of all the tumas. It's the lightest of all the tumas. As a matter of fact, today, it's Bechlan Laratumah, Tfilas Keri, Tfilas Ezra, it's the lightest of all the tumas. Says Rabbi Rucha, but at the same time, it's the most strict of all the tumas. Because a Balkeri is Asa B'Divrei Torah, a Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. No Tmeim have that. Chazal Mesakin, Balkeri is Asur. What? We don't paskin. But in those days, Balkeri was Asur B'Divrei Torah. No Tmei. It's a beautiful piece of Rabbi Rucha. You should know, anybody who's a Lamdin or a person who wants to know Halacha Lamai, it's beautiful Shaila. How could it be on one hand the weakest of all tumas, and at the same time, Balkeri is also B'Divrei Torah, which no other tumah is. A tumah is not also B'Divrei Torah, only a Balkeri. Moi Ridik Shaila. I read it to you because it's so beautiful. What's so bad about it? The Imki HaKalim Yesra Tumais. It's the weakest of all tumas because it doesn't have a Tahira process. It's nothing. There's no carbon, there's nothing. Ulam b'tzad echad l'chumra yisera. Ki balkeri gam osa b'divrei Torah. That's Rabbi Yeruchim. You want to know what Rabbi Yeruchim? That kash is Rabbi Yeruchim. Lomdus. Lomdin. Yes, moir de gashayla. So he quotes a chinuch. What's shichva zera tumma? What is it all about? Mishrashi ha-mitzvah. L'fishi inyin zeh lo yikar rak mitzad machshavas ha-taymas ha-gufnis. Because this comes from Taiva. It's the only tumma that you cause through Taiva. Ha ha ha, the chinuch. Givaldik. That this is metama the guf. Now pay close attention because we're going to learn up this lush of the chinuch. You're here in this world not to be busy with this. You're here in this world to be busy with concepts of Torah and wisdom. So by happening, it's a sign that the person was busy with taiva things. In order to cleanse his machshava. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, an unbelievable thing. You think taiva, Rabbi Sai, is something which is a concept. Taiva is something which is not tangible. Listen to a lashon. Listen to a lashon. Sipurna says, Asher teitzi mimenu shechva zera l'tomo vo. What is the lashon l'tomo vo? To be metame in it. Says the Sipurna, Tumasakri is l'tomo vo be'etiyev shal nachash. It's the poison of the nachash. V'loy l'kiyam hamin. And it's not meant to pro, what's the lashon where you have to procreate? To procreate. Yeah? Shalulei zelahoisa bezera shum tumah. So, because when it's for procreation, there is no tumah. But when it's not for that, it's etchei shel nachash. Because the poison of the snake. Wow, it sounds very poetic. What does he mean, poison of the snake? What does he say? Fekter biruchim. It's very nice language. What are you talking about? A poison of the snake. What are you saying? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Atem tzir liyam, you're young. I don't know if you'll understand what I'm talking about, but I'll say it anyway, says Rabbi Yeruchim. So he writes. Okay. What does it mean? Don't think the etchei shel nachash is something ruchni. Yeah? It's something spiritual. It's something of the past. It's something demyoni, something which is, you know, just a magic, figurative, imagine, schooly. It's something which, you know, Kabbalah, you know, something very, something out there, yeah? Now, hu inyan mitziutzi mamish, it's a factual thing. Hanitin lasimai bitzluchayt vitzintzenes. You can put it into a cup, in a bottle, and sell it in the store. That's Rabbi Yochanan, so beautiful. And like, you don't know. I'm telling you, you don't realize the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan. He was such a landing, he was such a havana, the clarity in Musar, so clear. You think what? Yitzhar, what? Yitzhar can be sold in the stores! It is. Etyay Shalmachas, you're sold in the stores, it can be bottled, it can be packaged! And it can be given to you on a plate. You hear? What is it? It's a mitzius of poison. Lu hoysa ma'bada, if you had a factory, you would be able to make, you hear, this poison, this taiva, sizes, boxes full, and supply it all over the world. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, that's the pshat in Shich Vazera. Shich Vazera is the tangible of the tum of taiva. No, was sucks the meirika. The meila it's mitama, and the meila it's aser b'divitayr. Now he doesn't go into the divitayr, but now I understand what he's saying. He's saying that the tumas hataiva is a stira directly to taiva. Tum and the Mela Balkari is also in the Torah. You want to know what the tangible, the result of Hirurim, of Tivus, it's Sheikh Vazera. And that Sheikh Vazera makes a Balkari also in the Torah. That's called Ityei Shal Nachash. The Nachash. What was the Yisayit of Nachash? Does anybody know? And this Rabbi Yeruchim doesn't explain, but this is what he means, L'chayra, L'fiyani Yosdaiti, the way I understand it. What was the one thing that the Nachash put into this world? The Chisava hi le'inayim. Want what's not for you. Go beyond of what was supposed to be for you. Take it, because it's enjoyable. Taiva. It's a horror. Nachash. It's taiva. Taiva is tumah. Rabbi Yeruchim, I believe, is l'shitase. Because Rabbi Yeruchim learns that this is taiva is a chayli hanefesh. It's a sickness. It's a sickness. It's the sickness of the heart. You know, certain people, a chayli aguf. They have sick. For example, they have a strep throat. They have a different type of bacteria, right? And if they don't take care of it, they could die from it. The taiva is the chayli hanefesh. It's a chayli which comes from the heart. It's a sickness. And Yeruchim says this in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh it says, the Ramban in Bamidbor, Yeral of Dalit, explains what is taiva. Kimisavim lechayil hapchamim ve'afar. It's like a person who has taiva to eat coals and dirt. You know a person that has a taiva to eat coals and dirt? You know such a person?
What?
A person that has a taiva, you hear? To eat dirt. So what would you say about him? He's a meshugana, right? He's a sick man. He belongs in a hospital. Taiva is a hospital, belongs in a hospital. Some sugar. Vizuhi, choyli ra, this is a disease. Ki abari lo yavakish dvarim nevashim, a person who's healthy is not going to want to eat garbage, right? Ki im dvarim brim musakanim. Ein zeis kiyam machlit benefesh. So too is the taiva. You know it's poison for you. And you do it anyway. And the Teretz says it's a sickness. Rabbi Yeruchim is l'shitasi, Rabbi Yisrael. That the snake ingrained into the bria, a sickness called taiva. A sickness. And every person when he's born has this bacteria in his nefesh. It's a choili, like Rabbi Yeruchim says in Parashas Re'eh. It's a sickness. Based on what the Ramban explains, it's like a person who wants it. Garbage. Poison. He has a... We find this today. People have the thing with the drugs. Poison! But he has a taiva for it. Can't control himself. A person who can't control himself to take poison in his body. So, says Rabbi Yeruchim, all taivas are like that. And it's a chayli, and this is what he means in Vayikra. It's etchei shel nachash. Instituted, brought to us, what do we call that? Totzeret. Courtesy. Courtesy of the nachash. The nachash gave us this sickness. I believe that there's another whole way to understand taiva, and I believe that the Michtam Eliyahu learns like this, and I just want to point out where it comes from. Tell me, was the Yetzirah of the Eitz Hadas Taiva Chumri, or it had to do with Das? I'm thinking, I thought about it over Shabbos. The Eitz, so what was it? You think it was like in the pictures, oh, it's a delicious apple. You think that's what it was? A golden delicious painted red like they painted in the stores, and she couldn't control herself because she loved apple. You think that's what it was? Eitz Hada'at. She ate from the Eitz Hadas, right? What was the problem with the Eitz Hadas? Hashem said not to. So what was the taiva? The taiva was what? The apple? It was a nice golden delish. That's what it was? I doubt it highly. If you notice, the Nachash said to her, Ki b'yayim achalcha mi, from this, yadaya teida, you'll know wisdoms. So what did he entice her with? With a wisdom. With a das. So it's not just a physical, like after samim, after drugs. There's nothing psychological behind the drug, and there's nothing, it's a physical enjoyment. It's a certain feeling. I believe that actually the taiva that the nachash brought was deeper than just a physical taiva, and I believe that that's what the Michtam Eliyahu could add to this discussion. The Michtam Eliyahu, Rabbi Isai, is one of the most classic things I myself have ever read. This is in Chelek Aleph, page 99, Hamashal v'Hanimshal. He explains the world as a mashal and nimshal. The whole world could be explained with a parable. And I have to read it to you, and it might take a few minutes, but it's kedai. Rabbi Yisai, it's kedai because it will change your whole life. What is a mashal? A mashal is sipur dvarim shel hayu v'lo nivru. There's nothing there. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. It's a made-up parable, okay? And the whole te'elis of it is just the true statements that will come from it. And the point of it is just to get the point across. That's all it is. So what happens if a person leaves the Bashir and he knows the mush without the nimshal? He has nothing, right? It's good. All the rational guy comes and says, I like the mishlei, the mishalim of the Dubna the Magid. Tell me, if you had the Mishalim with the Dubna Magid and you didn't have the Nimshal, do you have anything? Nothing, it's science fiction. You just made up stories. It's made up stories. It doesn't mean anything. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, we live our lives that way. Chul shezu shal achizas hamashal vazivas hanimshal. This is life. We're busy with the Mashal made up and we don't take out the Nimshal. For example, he says a little child plays with toys. It's beautiful. Ah, that's beautiful. It's a victim of the brilliance, the brilliant understanding. It's so brilliant. What does he play with? Most children make up toys in their mind. For example, he takes a broken pot It's a boat. And he's the captain of the boat. Yeah. And in his eyes, he's mamish like it's reality. My kids do this. They sit in the back of the car and they're driving. So you think they're just playing drive. They do everything and they're honking. Oh, there's a guy there. Be careful. Right? So when you watch this, you laugh, right? You're all laughing. Why? Because it's not true. It's just fantasy, right? If a person would go over to a child and steal his toy, you think he just stole a toy? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He's like Magbias Finaisav Umachriv Bata Chareisha Shalom Avogar. It's like destroying the world of the grown up also. In his little world, it's reality. His toy, his doll is real. So if you do something to his doll, you're killing his baby. But you look at it and go, don't kill your baby. It's a toy. It's $2. It's nothing, right? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you don't realize it's like stealing from a grown up. What's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter trying to bring out? That the grown up also, when you steal his money, you think, look what you're doing to somebody who has a different perspective. Look, what are you? It's nothing. What is it? It's nothing. It's nothing. It's you make believe. What is it? You're living in make believe world. What are you talking about? We never grow out of the fantasy, says the Michtam Eliyahu. Turns from one fantasy to another fantasy. From one toy to bigger toys. A toy car turns into a bigger toy car. But a Volvo is not a toy car, it's also a toy car. A Mercedes is not a toy car, it's also a toy. They're the type of toy for grown-ups. I said, why do you think it's higher? Everybody say, listen to what's going on here. You think making $1 million, it's toy money. What's this? This is toy money, this is toy money. It's also toy money, it's all toy money. It's all tatsuim, you're all playing games here. You're playing more money, less money. Shmil Tzacharum, he's playing games. There's a Meridika Maisa. Some of you know it, but it's time to say it over. The Ger Tzedek. The Ger Tzedek was the son of a big parrot Christian. Galach, I think it was even, and then he became a Jew, and he was ratted out, and they caught him, and they were going to kill him. So when he was in jail, the Goyin sent a message to him that he's able to save him with Seamus, with the Seamus HaKadosh. He'll be able to get him out. Avram ben Avram, Ger Tzedek. And he said no. And what was the mashal that he sent back to the Goyin? His mashal was that we have a little child that's playing in the sand and he makes a castle. And some big guy comes and breaks the castle, right? So the little kid is so angry. Oh, look what you did to me. You broke my castle. Tell me in 20 years when he grows up, you think he cares about the castle? It's a joke. It was nothing, right? So he says, the whole world is that way. You think I'm upset because they call me, they're going to burn me. It's nothing. When I come to Shammai, you think he's going to bother me? Wow. It's a murder to get the hair. The castle for the kid, we never grow out of that toy. Just we have big, different toys. We take life and we take it serious. The truth is it's a toy at the end of the day. Okay, a house, a car, it's a toy. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, HaMavugur Kra'oza Mischafim Kehle. When you grow up, you leave the little toys, but the Dimyan is the same. Hari Adam writes about Kavod. He wants Kavod. What's Kavod? What? It's nothing. It's Medumah. It's nothing. It doesn't bring you anything. In your mind, oh, I need it. Like the little kid who needs the toy. What do you need it for? You don't need it. And the grown-up is laughing. So the grown-up who grew out of all this is laughing. Kavod, what do you have from it? Says Reb Michtam Eliyahu, I'm going to try to skip a little bit because I can't go through the whole thing here. Where does this come from? Says the Michtam Eliyahu, that the taiva comes because a person doesn't want to have a reality check of what's real in this world. The moment he has a reality check of what it's all about, what is he running after? It's toys. So the Yetzihara gives you a dinyan. No, it's very important to have money. It's very important to have a car. It's very important. Like this, he doesn't have focus on what's really important. So, what do you think a piece over here? So maybe they get peace. You hear? He calls it Tachlif Olam Haba. The way to get you, to get your eye off the ball, so to speak. To take away the focus on what's real and where you should be putting all your kaychas and emphasis, he gives you distractions. Distractions. And he tells you this is important and that's important. At the end of the day, you wasted your day. It's all you shouldn't do what you have to do. Then he writes, of course, that if someone who doesn't do this, zehu davar badek menusa, kol mi shemaniach miayish esliba melidavach ha'ilam hazeh, that if you don't run after ha'ilam hazeh, kineged zeh mayfil ein of or ha'emes. So the truth comes out. So we have a whole new concept, of taiva, which is the blockage, which is the distraction for what's true and real in this world. Habayis, I believe that's shat eitz hadas. Eitz Hadas was a distraction. You think she needed the apple. You think it was a physical, I need an apple, like an idiot needs a cigarette. It's not that. It's not what it is. She was convinced that there's important things in the Eitz Hadas. There's rules. There's tremendous things. And what was that? The taiva to take the eye off the ball, so to speak, and a distraction. That pshat eitz hadas has to do with das. It's conceptual. There's something called a conceptual taiva. Think about it. It's not a taiva, physical taiva. It's a conceptual taiva, which means in your mind, you start to think this is important. This is what you need. This is ki b'yoyim, the day that you take this, you'll be. It's a distraction. It's a diversion. A diversion from what the truth is. That's called Eitz Hadas, and that's also a taiva. Lefi zeh raboisai, I understand. Torah and taiva can't go together. Torah and taiva cannot go together. And I'll explain to you. Chazal tell us that the Torah is a tavlin for the Yetzirah. That's the anecdote for the Yetzirah. How is Torah the anecdote for Yetzirah? How does it work? A boy said, if you learn like Rabbi Yeruchim, the pshat is a poshet. Taiva is a tumah, it's a sickness. That tumah, if you add kedusha, so it's an anecdote to tumah. Very poshet. Kedusha is the anecdote to what? To Yetzahara Taiva Tum. If you learn like Rabbi Yeruchim, I'm sorry, like Michtam Eliyahu, if you learn like the Michtam Eliyahu, it's deeper. Torah gives you the right perspective. Torah gives you the true perspective. Torah gives you the true goals. And the mail, it drowns out the needs for Taiva. Again, according to Rabbi Yeruchim, we could say very poshit. Taiva is tumah. Like he brings the raya from Kerry, tumah. But we could say, according to Michtam Eliyahu, it's even deeper than that. Now what is it? Torah gives you the true understanding of Tachlis Achad. It helps you focus on why we're here and what we're supposed to do in this world. Which drowns out the facade that's thrown at us, Kaseder, go, this is what it's all about. No, that's not what it's all about. And I'll prove it to you. The Rambam, when he tells me this halacha, that Torah is a tavlin, let me tell you how the Rambam brings it down. Gezel and Arayis, it's the end of Yisur Abir, Pei Chabay, the last two, three halachas. Lefikach, halacha chaf, lefikach ra'iloi la'adam lachav yitzri b'dav azeh. A person should overpower his Yetzirah. Ulahar galatzmi b'kedusha yaseira. What is kedusha yaseira? Torah has kedusha. The opposite of tumah, arayis is tumah. So the anecdote is what? Kedusha. B'kedusha yaseira. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yeruchim discusses arayis And the type of arayis, what? No, Rabbi said the type of arayis, no. As tuma. So the anecdote is, lahar galatzman b'kedushi yaseira. Let's see the next two words of the Rambam. Ubimachshava tahayra, ubideya nechayna. Kedei li notzel, man. What does the Rambam mean by deya nechayna? What does he mean? He said, if a person has arayis, so that's tuma, so he has to be married himself in kedusha. Yeah, then b'machshava tahayra. Also, what is deya nechayna? What is he referring to by deya nechayna? What does he mean? What a translation! You read a Rambam. You want to translate for me? Deya nechayna means what? Straight thinking. I mean, what does deya nechayna mean? Let me tell you more. Let's see the next line. V'yizahir min ha'ichud. Yedai lachachamim said that you have to be careful. Yichud. Then he says, Yidoylam is Vikalzais, the greatest thing of all this, Omru, Yifna Atzmai, Umachshaftai, Lidivrei Torah. He should put himself and his thoughts to Divrei Torah. Why? Because maybe Torah is an anecdote, right? The Rambam adds three more words. The Yarchiv Daitoi B'Chachma. He should broaden his knowledge with Chachma. What does that mean? Just say Kedusha. Person learns Torah, there's Kedusha. Period. Yifna Atzmil Shatla Divrei Torah, Kedusha. Now, V'yarchiv Daitoi. He should broaden his Das. B'chachma, with wisdom. You know what I hold, Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam is telling us, it's not just a Taiva is Tumah, and if a person has Kedusha, pushes away Tumah. No, it's deeper than that. Yarchiv daita b'chachma. There's a certain shallowness. There's a certain narrow-mindedness of a person who runs after taivas. He doesn't get the picture. He doesn't know what it's all about. He's living for the moment without seeing the bigger picture. Torah gives you the ability to be yarchiv daita b'chachma. It broadens your knowledge, your understanding. It broadens your wisdom. There's a certain lack of common sense to run after a stupidity which is gone in a moment. What could you be? What? What could be the point of it? So good, you ate the steak last night. You know, nobody remembers the day later you ate the steak. I mean, how could a person spend his whole life on something which is not there anymore? It just disappears. So what does he do? He dumbs you down, the Yetzer Hara. He tells you, don't focus on the bigger picture. Talk like an idiot. Think like an idiot. The Yarchiv Daita. Torah gives you a broad concept, a Havona, in what life is all about. That's Yarchiv. Archavas Das Chachma. The Eitz HaDas was Kitoivi Leinayim. It looks good. Yeah, but what about the bigger picture? You hear? You hear what we're saying? The mask? Beautiful. You're masking? You hear it? You see the Rambam? The Rambam should just say very simple. The Rambam should say just very simple. Person learns Torah, it's Kedusha. Kedusha is beautiful. What does he mean, Deya Nechayna? What does the Rambam mean, B'machshava Tahayra? Or B'deya Nechayna? Torah gives you the Deya Nechayna. What is that? No? How are we learning? The way we're learning is Geshmak, eh? Gives you perspective. Deya Nechayna. What are you running after? What do you have from it? Think about a president of the United States. Yeah? He was king of the world. His legacy could have been such that he created Chveis, and he did, and he so much glory and power. He gave it up for a minute of Taiva, which doesn't... What? What are you doing? There's a certain stupidity involved. Now, what's the teretz? Because he didn't look at the picture. He looked at that moment in Taiva. No, that's an intelligent thing. When you look at him, what do you say? He's a dope, right? When you come and see, you say, is it a Baltaiva? Or you say, Baltaiva? He's stupid. How come he couldn't understand at that moment? At that moment, he's not stupid. The fact is, he's a very bright man, that person. Not stupid. He's not stupid. We're not talking about this present. We're talking about the previous present. This present, we could say, you're stupid. And that would be a nice overstatement. You know what I mean?
Understatement.
Now, okay, we'll try to bring out that we're trying to bring out his mile if he says he's stupid. You know, okay. That's one of the good things about him. You know what I mean? But you're talking about a fox. Talking about a fox. Smart, shrewd character, right? How could he do something so stupid? Stupid! You suffered. You know what he suffered because of this? I tell him, was it worth it? If they had a chance to ask him, if you had to do it again, would you do it? You think, what are you, crazy?
They don't have a Kedusha.
Yeah, it's not Kedusha. The point is not Kedusha. I'm talking about something else. It's Taiva, which blocks all perception of reality. All perception.
You have to be knowledgeable in Torah also.
You have to take Torah properly. No. Say, I don't need...
Also, Torah is like food and everything.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? What do you ask?
The knowledge is not going to help you of Torah.
It's not true. What do you mean? A person who is Isaac B'Torah, and he does it with control of Pasma Melech Teichel, that's called Keset Taira. Okay, you're skipping. Well, let us go in order. The meantime is, we have Yisoid. That Taira is not just an anecdote by putting on a first aid bandage. That's not how it works. It works from the core that it gives you a whole new perspective of what it's all about. Let me tell you a little bit more. Tell you over. Simchazisel. Listen carefully from Simchazisel. Oh, Reb Simcha Zissel over here quotes over a Tshuvas Reb Chaim Goyin. Now you would think Tshuvas Reb Chaim Goyin is a Chiddush LaHalacha. No, it's a story, a mashal. Reb Chaim Goyin brings a mashal. Tshuva Yud Gimel. Yeah? Maisa B'Shul. There's a story with a fox. Story with the facts. Shaba Aleha Ari La'ichla. It's not a story, but it's not the Reader's Digest. It's Simchazis reporting Reb Chaim Goyin. Reb Chaim Goyin. Reb Chaim Goyin says this. Yeah? There's a story with a fox. Shaba Aleha Ari La'ichla. That the lion came to eat it. Amale Hashul. So the fox said, I'm a little fox. You can't even get full from me. What are you going to eat me up? You'll still be hungry afterwards. I'll show you a fat person. You see, the guy, he could fill you up. Yeah, you can have five meals, five steaks you can make out of this guy. What's wrong?
He likes the mushroom.
And then there was a pit that was covered, and the person was behind the pit. That was the fox. The fox is the chachevra man. He's a wise guy, shrewd, high. So he's thinking to himself, when he goes to eat the guy, he falls into the pit, and he's all scot-free, right? So he tells him that, you see the guy there? Okay. But the guy mitz, the pit was covered. Okay. Kiva Charari Amal Ashul. When he saw the person, he says, you know what? I was taught you got to be careful from people. Why? Because a person could daven. A person could pray to God. And therefore, I'm in trouble if he prays to God, and I'll be in trouble. He says to him, Amaleis, he tells him back. Yeah, this is the fox. Don't be afraid. Why? Because who could get punished? Your children, your grandchildren. In other words, in some generation, you'll have to pay up for killing a person. But right now, at least you'll get your dinner, right? At least now you'll be full. And okay, your kids, you'll worry about it later. Don't worry about it now. Till then, it's Zman Harbi, it's a long time. Dari's listening, he goes, it's right, I'm hungry now. This ain't good, now I'm hungry. Okay, we'll worry about it when time comes, right? People are like that, right? I'll do what I want now, we'll worry about the consequences later. Sounds familiar? Yeah. Kitzer, he jumps on the guy, he falls into the pit. For sure, the fox stands at the side of the pit. And he's looking at the stupid lion. So the Ari tells him, I don't understand something. You told me that it's only my great-grandchildren will be in trouble from this, not me. So you lied to me, right? You lied to me. Why didn't you tell me that I won't suffer? Look how I'm suffering. I'm stuck in the pit now and I'm going to die from hunger here. So the fox tells him, you idiot. Your grandfather tried this trick many years ago. So now you're suffering. What are you laughing at? It's a Baigayan. I'm not making this up. It's a tomb of a Baigayan. He says, you idiot. This amazing. Your grandfather did the same stupidity. Now you're getting for what the grandfather did. So the Ari says, wait a minute, that's not fair. Why should my grandfather eat and I suffer for it? So the shul tells him, it's a little late to think about that. You obviously made the same cheshbon. You obviously thought, I'll eat and I won't worry, my kids will worry, I'll worry about the, you know, their business. You know what I mean? So guess what? Your grandfather made the same cheshbon. And the shul's saying, have a nice day, we'll see you later, goodbye. Says Reb Haigoyin, Kamamine Musa Yesh B'mashalazeh, there's many different Musars that should be taken out of this story. Comes along Reb Simcha Zizl and says, okay, let's analyze it. What are the Musars that's supposed to be taken from this story? Says the Alter from Keller, Reb Simcha Zizl, beautiful. He says like this, Hari. Hari was scared. In other words, he wasn't completely blind to the dangers involved. Did it say that he was stupid and he was blind? No, he was afraid. It came into his mind thinking, wait a minute, it's not so. I don't, you know, you eat up a guy, you'll get into trouble, right? But Yan ki eina muskelas l'chein nispat, because he was a fool, so he was able to be convinced. B'mishenis kana ratzus, with a certain knivingness of the shul. Now, who is the melech of all the chayis?
Ari.
Right? He's the king. As a matter of fact, Chazal tell us, melech b'mishpat. Melech is about mishpat. Mishpat is, you need common sense for that, right? And the truth is, says Rabbi Rucham, he had common sense, because he asked, obviously, yoichlu, the fathers eat and the children get punished, which means he had a conceptual right, wrong. He wasn't a stam, an idiot off the street, so to speak, right? So in other words, you're talking about someone who was able to think in advance and think after. But at that moment, he couldn't think. Why not? And the answer is, Bishvil Safik Laharbis Bibasar, maybe he'll get more meat. Tarfu Gama Sheikhit Amataza, this little bit, I'm hungry, made him not think of what he thought of before and after. He was able to think before that it's trouble. He was able to realize after that it's wrong, that it was a mistake, the whole thing, right? And at that moment, he couldn't think. V'ono baruch mimenu amuskul amit. Where did it go? Where did all this wisdom go? Ono baruch, where did it go? And the answer is, tight. Says the Alta from Kelim, who has more taiva, an animal or a human being? You say what?
Animal.
I can't hear. Human being. What do you say? Animal. Says the Kuzri, Ha'adam tavasa yaisa chazak. It's much worse. He has much stronger taiva than an animal. U'befrat b'taivas yaisa gedoilis. And that's what David HaMelech said, Hoitzio mi masker nafshi. Take me out of this masker. Masker is a jail. Free me! He meant the Yetzirah. You're in jail. The Yetzirah is so strong. He enjails a person. Yeah? What's the pshat? A person could give up everything and not see the reality for the sake of what? For the sake of 1 minute enjoyment. Where's all the wisdom? No. And the type of man is much greater. And this is the mashal. He says one part. There's a few parts that he learns from here. Rabbi said, why is the type of a person worse?
Because an animal doesn't eat anything that's not good for him. And if something that's not good for him, he doesn't eat it. A person will eat something which isn't good.
And the answer is pashut. Yes, that's a simple way of saying it. That in nature it's that way. I hold it's deep. It has to do with this michtam aliyah. The animal is instinct for what he wants. So he wants it. What he doesn't want is no good for him. He doesn't go for it, right? Shanky, the person, Fakir, has an instinct for no good things for him to cover over what's good for him. It's a different type.
Animal has an instinct.
What he needs.
Right.
A man has an instinct for what he doesn't need. That's what I hold the pshat in this Sibur Simchas Yisrael is. An animal has a taiva for what he wants. The taiva is strong, don't get me wrong. He'll pounce on
animal will not eat more than
what he needs. It's for what he needs. There's a taiva. There's a lust. He'll rip a guy. A bear will rip a guy to pieces to eat. No, but it's taiva for what he needs. The yetzahara by an adam is a taiva for what he doesn't need. Faker, what he's not supposed to have.
Check the same. Which one?
And for what he needs. It's for what he needs, and for what he doesn't need. Lefiza, I understand. What does it mean, freedom from taiva? Rabbi say, freedom from taiva is not from want, physical. Freedom from taiva is a conceptual thing. It's a whole way of understanding. It's a whole insight into what this world is about. Freedom from taiva is not today, you know, when they want you not to smoke, they give you something that what? That takes away the physical taiva.
A patch.
A patch, right? Could they come and talk to you and convince you? No, because that's not going to work. It might work for some people, but it doesn't necessarily work. Adam's taiva comes from the mayach. It's not just I have a taiva for something. Some people do have a taiva for mammon, for kavod. They do have that physical. But it also comes from a taiva hamayach, which means the concept, what the world is all about, is distorted by them. What's important. Freedom from that taiva is in the mayach. It's in the mind. And I'll tell you where I got this from. This is also Shtikler of Simchas Yisrael in the second Chayuk of Chacham and Musar. Simcha Zisl says why did it have to be that Golus Mitzrayim would end with the Geula Lahispik B'Tzeikim L'Hachmitz? What is that all about? I'm sorry. It's a nice story that the Challah quickly and then it didn't turn to Challah Matzah. What is it? Stam, an event that took place. Obviously there's a reason for it. The Nira says of Simcha Zisl, Balter, and Kelim, Kitam Golu Yesh B'Davar. There's a reason for it. It's not just it happened to be that way. The Torah teaches us Kachi Darker Shal Torah, getting back to our Mishnah, our Rambam that we're talking about. Vehine Ein HaMechuvim Davke Chai Yitzar Techia. We're not looking for Chai Yitzar. But do we want you to suffer? We don't want you to suffer. So then what does it mean? And the answer is, HaMishnah Meir Lanu Derech HaFilosofi. The Mishnah's teaching us what? A way of thinking. Sound familiar? That's how I learned up the Rambam. I was so happy when I saw it. I said, the Alta's learning up the Rambam the same way. He's not telling you suffer. We don't want that. The point is to suffer. The point is to tell you how to behave. It's not about behavior. It's Kachi Darka Shol Torah. This is the outlook of a Ben Torah. This is how he's supposed to view things. What? Who the kvayadanu michazal shloyoyim adam eske bekisel shel tayre mitaych idon el rak mitaych miyut der ches v'tayin v'inyin. What does that mean? Kireishes kol marin bishin hu ataiva. The worshing is taiva. Umater golol kein masru nafsham oyve hachach melekvishes ataiva. It is because of this that great people were moiser nefesh to uproot the taiva. Kidei shiyizku l'chachma. Ubemis gadol ha'ayni ka'ayker me'asmei b'kashas ha'tayva. The one who takes away taiva has more enjoyment than the one who runs after his taiva. Now this is a concept, by the way, which all the people use. It's used in psychology. That you'll enjoy so much by not having the piece of cake, because you held yourself back, than by having the cake. They use this. If anybody went on a diet knows this. Anybody here goes on diets ever? No. So they teach you that you'll have more from not eating it than from eating it. What's the pshat in that? What does it mean? So the pasha pshat I always thought was, there's a certain tainug called kvishas hayetzer. You're able to overpower. There's enjoyment in that. It's deeper than that, because then it's not as much as the candy. It's not as much as the candy. Let me tell you something. It's hogwash. If you think you enjoy more not eating a donut than eating a donut, you tackle belong in a therapist. You tackle belong in a psychiatrist. So what does it mean? You see that the Altum tells it. It's interesting. It's a concept that's used today in psychology. You see that Altum from Kellum used it. I'll tell you what it means. When you go after the cake, you know what you did? You gave up the bigger picture for the small moment, for that moment of enjoyment. A person like that can never be happy. There's no way to be happy. Because the smaller picture is not a happy one. If it's about the taiva is never in the smaller. You're not happy. If a person lives with the bigger picture, he'll be very happy. That's what it means. If you look at Reb Simcha Zisl, he explains this, you say, freedom is mayach. Says it clearly. Ha-cheiris hu-amiti hu-cheiris ha-mayach. It's a freedom of the mind.
How do you get
that? Oh, we'll get to that in a few minutes, maybe. But the point being is, when you see the bigger picture, you'll be happy. When you're busy with the details, you're not going to be happy. When you're busy with the I got to have this and that. How much of that could you have? See, it's all about. You're able to overlook the moment's need for the greater purpose of life. You'll have einig. You'll have enjoyment. Now we're at Boisai. With this.
Huh? It's finished.
I don't know. Okay, whatever. So with this, we could say the pshat and the Rambam. The Rambam is speaking kachi darke shel Torah. It's not the same thing as adam ki yom espoil. Darke shel Torah means this is the concept, the hashkafe that person needs to be zaycha lekaseh Torah. What is Keser? Keser is taka nezer lekaval roshay. He's living a different life. Chazal tells man malchi rabbona. Who are kings? The rabbona. What it is it's that he doesn't live in the blata. Let's use the word blata. You know what the word blata means?
Mm-hmm.
The dirt of this world. He lives in the Shemayim. He lives somewhere royal. He's living in a different atmosphere, or hemisphere. That's Pshat Man Malchi Rabbana. Nezer Lekava Roshay. This rabbi says the Taich. I ask you, Kasha, where in the Torah does it say that you shouldn't have Taich? And the answer is, the Torah doesn't have to say it. The life of Torah means not Taich. That's what it means. It means that you're looking at something completely different. Your focus is on something. Taiva means your focus is on things which are not real. Torah teaches a person to have the focus on things that are real. And I'll just give it out with a mashal. Chazal tell us that when the ger came to Hillel, he told him that v'haftarecha kameicha is the yisayda Torah, and the rest is leich gemar, it's only a pirush, it's only an explanation. How is the Torah explanation of v'haftarecha kameicha? What does it mean? What does Chazal mean by that? You know what the Teretz is, Bali Musar, explain. Ha'atrech kamoich means you don't live for yourself. There's something more than just you in this world. Torah teaches that in his sight. A person who lives only for himself is a stira to all the mitzvahs HaTorah. You have to live for something greater than yourself. You live for the good of Hashem. You live for the good of your relatives. You live for the good of your neighbors. It's a bigger picture. Yeah? Than just me. That's pshat. V'ahavta rechah kamoicha. Leave room for another person. It's not only about you. So too, Torah is a contradiction to Taiva. Because Taiva means it's me this moment. Torah is it's not me and it's not this moment. It's about a bigger picture. Kachi darka shel Torah. This is the hashkaf of the Torah. And this, the Rambam tells me, is keser Torah. This, Rabbi Isai, is the yontif of Shavuos that we celebrate. Nasa v'nishma. What is nasa v'nishma? We'll do and we'll hear. Obedience. Nasa. We'll do it. There's no nishma. We'll do it. That avdus. That's that. It's not about me. That itself is keser Torah. A guy lives for himself. A yid lives a life of Torah. It's not about himself. That's kisra shel Torah, and that's the nasa and the nishma. Nasa. Nishma means I'll hear it, and I'll decide if it's for me to do. No, nasa. I do. I keep the Torah. It's not about nishma. It's not about me. That's called keser Torah. And that's why Pasla Melech Teicha. When it's not about you, then you, it's Pasla Melech Teicha. It's not about me. It's not about me enjoying myself. My father always used to say over, years later I understood it. I didn't enjoy myself. My father always used to say, who says you have to enjoy it? Where does it say you have to enjoy yourself? And I never understood. What do you mean? Of course, that's poshut like that. But then when I analyze it, it's not so poshut. What is he trying to say? It depends on what your perspective is. If your perspective is me, and I'm here to enjoy myself, so of course, that's life. Life means I have to enjoy myself. But if life is explained differently, it's explained for a bigger good, so then it's not, of course I have to enjoy myself, I care. Of course I have to learn Torah. When you understand why you're here, then you understand, A, should I have this lifestyle or that lifestyle? And that's what it means, kachi darka shel Torah. It's not you're here for this. The opposite, you're here for this. So of course it's darka shel Torah to do this. And that's why Chazal weren't derish from a pasuk. It's not about a pasuk. It's the darka shel Torah. It's the hashkafa. It's what the Torah stands for. It stands for not making an ikar out of this world. But rather, pas mel teichel ma, uba Torah to omel, shema to oisa kein, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. You hear? What do Chazal want with ashrecha ba'olam hazeh? To try to refocus what Oishra Chayim is. That's the taich of ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. If I come and I tell you, I didn't have this and I didn't have that, ashrecha. You're missing the point. The Torah is teaching me what real tachlis is. Mail ashrecha without all this. Then you really have ashrecha. Because if it's something else in this world, then it's not ashrecha. There's no end to wanting and it doesn't come and it's nothing. Ain't other mace of chatzi tavasa miyadi. You have nothing from it. Fakir. Kachi darka shol Torah. This is the hashkafa, the word darka. And that's what I saw by Rav Simcha Zisel. The word darka means this is the proper hashkafa of the Torah. The Torah is there to teach me what the world is meant for. I'm a mela, pas mel tov ma'aseh, and then you'll be happy. Let's talk about zeicher to keser, keser, keser Torah. Yeah. Between the nazar chayt and the nazar nezer l'kim ha'raisha. And the chanami, if a person goes after the precious without changing the hashkaf of it, he's a chayt. Of course he's a chayta. I'm not that you're a chayta if the pshat is you don't, you're not holding by it. Your mind is that you pack and need it, and then you're holding yourself back from it. That's called a chayta. It can't be b'maisa. It has to be machshava pasmal.
The very fact that you have to stay away from it is already...
That's true also, but I'm not going there. I'm trying to say, the mice of Paspa Melech Teichel, without the moyach of Paspa Melech Teichel, the outlook, the way of looking at life of Paspa Melech Teichel, means that it's not right. The Rabbi Hashem gave the world, and that's not a steer at the Paspa Melech Teichel. Because Paspa Melech Teichel is the way you go through. Let's say I don't have it.
In case you have it, you're going to become...
No, even if when I have it, I can have Paspa Melech Teichel. It's not an ikur to me. Paspa Melech Teichel is how you view it, not how you act in it. Who? So he says Chayitzar is Ladavka. That already the Alta tells me. Chayitzar doesn't mean Chayitzar. He means Tsar Lafuke Tanugin. That's what it means.
So Rabbi said, "Lo neneti betz baktana means."
Lo neneti means I had it, but I never know from it. Which means that's not what brought me happiness.
Wasn't
an ikur for me.
It was a means.
Okay, it was this. What should I do? It was there. Now what? That's pshat Rebbe. Rebbe was saying is to me, this wasn't my life. My life was the Mishnayos. What? Of course, a very high madrega. Okay, it's too much. It's too much. Pasmel Teichel is not very hard.
No, I'm talking about the opposite.
I'm saying it's not an instruction book. I'm saying it's an instruction book. But Leina Nasi. What does it mean, Leina Nasi? It doesn't mean anything to me.
He didn't make it as a...
What was my kash? My kash was Rebbe. The Teretz is Rebbe saying is, I had it all. But it doesn't mean anything to me. It wasn't a nicker to me.
So while he eats whatever he does, which means what? He gets a taiva?
It wasn't for the taiva.
I understand that, but he gets the taiva. What did he do with the taiva? Lamaisi gets the taiva.
He has no taiva for it.
I understand no taiva for it.
Ignore it. It doesn't mean anything since this. Watch, I'll do something with it. What do you want me to do about it?
But it wasn't like, oh my God, I have 10 million dollars.
That's right.
But Mimilu will come to have such a... I enjoyed before, I want more.
Let me tell you something.
You enjoyed it.
Shut the tape for a minute. I want you to know something.